ओम ज्ञानचिदन्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
As in many other places in the Shastra, an analysis of the symptoms of Kali Yuga is being given. Within the Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is describing some of the symptoms of Kali Yuga. The bull, who is the symbol, the emblem of religion, is standing on one leg. So this is a symbol that the principles of religion are much reduced during the age of Kali. And so many symptoms are given in this first canto of Bhagavatam, and specifically in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In detail, these symptoms of Kali Yuga are given. We see that Prabhupada, he noted that one symptom, Lavanya Kesha Dharana, that people will think themselves very beautiful by having hairstyles. So Prabhupada thought that when he was in India, he didn't see what the relevance of this statement was, but when he went to America, he saw that everyone is very concerned with having different hairstyles, dyeing their hair in different colors and arranging it in different ways. Of course, hair is simply stool. It's simply just the same as stool. Byproducts of the body are made into hair. But this has become a great fashion nowadays. In India also. Now, no one likes to keep their hair without having it in a particular style. So many different hairstyles. We saw, when I first came to India, the women, it was a very strict thing. Hair must be parted in the center. Then they went a little bit to the side. Or this side. And then, no parting and just tied at the back. And then nothing tied. And now it's all different hairstyles. Actually, we may ask, why all these moves, why we should have hair tied up for women? Men, they should shave their head, or another alternative is just to grow it. Why should that be? Why like that? Why not be free? Why not do what you like? Do what you like, feel what you like, be what you like, eat what you like. I'm a Gujarati and I eat everything. This is the proud statement. I'm a Gujarati means you should be vegetarian. But I eat everything. Because I live in Bombay and I'm free to do whatever I like. So why these rules and regulations? These rules and regulations are meant to keep us on the right track for going back home, back to Godhead, which is the purpose of human life. Religious principles. What are these principles? They are for upholding cleanliness, austerity, mercy, truth. These religious principles, they are destroyed by meat-eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. So, all the rules and regulations of the Varnashram society, they are meant to keep everyone in line, so that at least they won't fall down to the complete animal life. This idea, be free, do whatever you like. What does it mean? Be a dog. That's what it means. It means nothing else. Because a dog is in the same way. Do whatever you like. And only when the master comes and beats him, then he will be controlled. So the same thing, do whatever you like, don't follow any principles, means live exactly like a dog. And only when someone else doing what he likes is stronger than you, then you can't do what you like. That's dog society. You see all the dogs, the female dog, the bitch is there, and they're all surrounded and fighting. And who is this? They all want to do what they like, but only the strongest can do what he likes. So might makes right. Be free, whatever you do, whatever you like means might makes right, or the law of the jungle. So even for peaceful human living, not to speak of higher religious principles, there has to be order in human society. So we see that the secular state, that we shall just live as good human beings without any particular religious principles, but we'll be good. Be good, be nice, do good to others. And you can also do what you like within it. We see this in the Western countries, this attitude is prevalent that you do what you like and let others do what they like. Live and let live. Let it be. Let everything, whatever anyone's doing, that's all right. Don't interfere with them. you do whatever you like and let him do whatever he likes. But you should, some kind of, you should be good to others, you should be nice to others. All very vague. Very vague. Just like, yes, let everyone do what they like. He's eating meat. Yeah, that's also okay. That's fine. He's taking intoxication. Yeah, that's fine. But what damage? Eating meat means some poor animal has been cut in the throat. So you can do what you like. And intoxication means that you're spoiling your human form of life. You're going to hell for this sinful activity. So this idea that everyone should do whatever they like, this is very harmful to human society. So we may say, yes, but in religion there are so many little rules, just like this thing, keeping your hair. What's the use? What's the point? Why not have it like this? Why not have it different fashions? Different fashions means that's meant for attracting the opposite sex. That means your human life will be spoiled. A woman should keep her hair neat, covered, and only open in the presence of her husband. Otherwise, if the hair is open, that means, why is it open? It means she wants to attract anyone else. This you'll see now in Bombay, hair open, and so many different skirts, fashion. What is the purpose? Simply to attract some man. Prabhupada said the whole Western world is simply going on basis of attraction to the lower part of the female body. So it is the whole purpose of the Western civilization. That was how it came in the Bhagavad. Now Prabhupada spoke much more directly. Not such euphemisms as the lower part of the body. Anyway, his point is there, that the whole so-called civilization is simply going on how to attract male to female. This is material life, attraction between male and female, which when the male and female come together, that attraction is exacerbated, becomes very strong. And then one thinks in terms of home, family, country, bank balance, business. And in this way becomes very deeply involved in Maya, illusion. Now, of course, in the modern age, we have this idea of freedom. Let us do whatever we like. Why be bound by marriage? Some people say this, even if you get married, the marriage certificate, it's only a piece of paper. You see, you have a marriage certificate. I don't know, I think in India they may or may not do this. At least in the villages, I don't know if they do this. But in the Western countries, when you get married, there's a marriage certificate, which is like a legal bond. That you have certain responsibilities. But people say, it's only a piece of paper. Sure, it's only a piece of paper, but the paper means something. Then your money is also only a piece of paper. If it's so meaningless, it's only a piece of paper. And a piece of paper means there is something written there. And even that system is going back a long time. A piece of paper, if it's certified, that has some particular meaning, just like you see, even Raghunath Das Goswami, at that time, he had the Dalil Patra, what do you call that? The land right paper, for Radha Kund. He had some paper signed, stamped, sealed. So the paper has some meaning, but they take the marriage ceremony, oh, it's only a piece of paper. I vow to love you from the whole of my life, to protect you, and after some time, oh, I don't know. It's only a piece of paper. So in this way, there may not be so much attachment to house, home, friends, children, wife. Not so much attachment means people are living totally selfishly. Like the dog. Same example, the dog. The dog is very anxious to contact the she-dog. And then as soon as his pleasure is over, gone. And the Mrs. Dog is Miss Dog, M.S. Dog. Have you seen this in the Western countries? Instead of Mrs. and Miss, they put M.S. Dog. How's that pronounced? Have any idea? Ms. Ms. It means they don't want to keep any distinction between married and unmarried. It's all the same. Ms. Means, just like the dog, you can have relations with whichever other dog gets hold of you. But the point is that the Mizdog, is left holding the babies. She has all the youngster puppies to look after. So the same thing, why is there marriage in any human society? Even the jungle tribes in Africa, they have a system of marriage. Why? Because when a woman has a child, then she's pregnant, and then she goes through many difficulties in pregnancy, some more than others. Some, they work, they're very strong. Others, they make up so many difficulties, and vomiting, this, that. Then when they have the child, then they have to look after the child. The child needs 24 hours attention in the beginning, especially. And for so many years, the children, they need attention. The mother, what is the first guru is? Mother, that is said. The mother teaches everything. The mother looks after the child, brings up, trains, this, that. But now, there's no husband to look after, so the mother also goes to work. And the child is left in some kindergarten. And the child's mother and father becomes the TV. And no father anymore. And the mother is hardly seen. So TV, they learn everything from TV. What do you learn from TV? That you can also see. Now in India, the great progress is that there is American TV. That we will become as degraded as the Americans. Why should India lag behind? We should also become as degraded. So this idea, we should have freedom. But freedom means, what they're advertising as freedom means no responsibility. In human life, responsibility is more important than freedom. There's no freedom anyway. What is the freedom? Freedom, you have to die. You're not free from death. You're not free from suffering. You have social responsibilities. Everyone has responsibilities. Everyone has responsibilities to the demigods, to the great sages of previous times, to the forefathers, to other people in society, and to different animals. Now in human society, this has come down only to humans. We don't recognize that we have responsibility to the demigods, to the rishis. But at least we can see we have social interaction with other human beings. We have some kind of responsibility to live as decent human beings. But no, freedom. I shall do whatever I like. Might makes right. So this is, even for human organization, if there's no sense of responsibility, if freedom is considered more important than responsibility, then chaos, that's all. Therefore, religious principles are there, first of all, to regulate human society. That is the first consideration, to regulate human society. And the regulations are so that people can lead a life which is relatively sinless. These sinful activities are always there in human society. Illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, meat eating, but to regulate that, to control it, to keep people away from that as much as possible. And those who will indulge, they should indulge under rules and regulations to control that, just like meat eating. Meat eating, if one is a meat eater in Vedic society, Varnashram society, he can eat meat under rules and regulations. Means on the new moon night, you can go at a long distance from any human habitation to Kalitala, they used to have in the forest. There sacrifice a goat on the new moon night only, saying that now I'm killing you, in future you kill me in the next life. So like this, they can allow all the chandals, they can eat cow's meat also, it is allowed in Vedic society. But they must wait for the cow to die and then they can take the meat. So like this, they are allowed to do that under regulation. Because these propensities to eat meat, gamble, have illicit sex, intoxication, they are there in the conditioned soul. And if no control is kept on that, then the whole society will become completely hellish. And that we're seeing in the modern age. That rather than the pressure in modern society or the propaganda is rather than control these propensities which spoil the consciousness, the propaganda is to more and more indulge in these sinful propensities. So it's completely opposite. Here in this purport, Prabhupada talks about the degraded descendants of Brahmanas. You see, so many people from so-called Brahmin families, they're the most degraded. Just like you'll see this rascal, what's his name, Mahesh Bhatt, film director. So he's recommending that we should have naked films, should be allowed. Why not? I'm an adult, I have a right. No, that's his idea. According to Vedic society, you don't have any right. What right do you have to see naked body? You're not even supposed to see, even man shouldn't see a man. Let you see man. Man say, oh, I'm only man with his body. And that, not all the time. It should be very much restricted, but they want to bless. Let us have, let us show. And all the time you'll see they're making some legislation, how to stop rape. And at the same time, they're showing films that everyone's mind just becomes completely agitated. And promoting that freedom. Men and women, freedom. The girls, they should also go to college, get college education, mix up in the campus, and they should go to work and not get married until they're 39 years old, or at least 30. They don't get married and then they go completely crazy. They're promoting a horrible society wherein everyone is completely agitated by lust all the time. This they take as pleasure. See the foolishness. That lust, what that Krishna describes in Gita, Dushparena Nalena Cha, everyone can experience. Lust burns the heart. It is an unpleasant feeling. It is not pleasant. But because of illusion, they take that to be pleasure. Let us increase our lust. Lust means simply increasing your frustration. And then what comes after lust? Kamadesha, Krodhadesha. After lust comes anger. So people are always frustrated, always angry. At any time there may be a fight over, you see in the train, over a seat, there may be a fight. Any time for any reason or no reason, there may be a riot anywhere in the world, especially in India. Anytime there's a riot, they're trying, 200 people died and they're trying to find out what is the cause. And then I saw one time there was some riot, some man disagreed over the price of something. And then they started arguing, one was a Hindu, one was a Muslim. And then in the end, about 50 people died. Because one man disagreed with someone over how much change he gave him. So this is Kali Yuga. This can only happen in Kali Yuga. This kind of fighting may be there in other ages also. But you see, even in fighting, how people had such rules and regulations previously. How strict they were. And even in fighting, how they observed culture. How Arjuna, before the fight, he put some, sent some arrow to the lotus feet of Dronacharya. How Yudhishthira came, begging the blessings of all these gurus who were fighting on the other side. Even in the fight they had culture. Nowadays there's no culture of any sort to be found anywhere, practically. And even if there is, as Prabhupada points out in this purport, even the fragmental existence of religious principles will be embarrassed by so many obstacles. Even if there is, just like we see in India, despite everything, despite such endeavors to degrade the whole population, the so-called leaders, politicians, educationalists, the so-called educated class, they are very much serious that everyone in India should become totally degraded. They're making a great endeavor. But still, people have the inclination towards religious life. But even that fragmental existence of religious life, how much that is disturbed by wrong propaganda. Just like you see, people are making propaganda that they seem to be religious people. They organize big festivals, big melas, and thousands of people come. They recommend don't smoke, don't eat meat, don't watch TV. That no one will follow. They have, you'll see in people's houses, so-and-so Swami, his picture saying, don't watch TV, sticker. And where do they stick it? On the TV. Yeah. And they go on watching it. So, these people seem to be very nice. Religious principles. Be good. Do good. Speak nicely. respect your father and mother. And by the way, we have an incarnation of God here, who you should follow also. Nothing to do with Krishna. He's an incarnation of Krishna, but no picture of Krishna, just keep this so-called incarnation. So people are fooled because they think, yes, this is a very nice sadhu, he's very nice, he's talking very nice things. But what is this? They're bringing in, be good, do good, be kind, speak nicely, don't eat meat, don't watch TV, don't smoke, and worship someone who's not God as God. That means, someone's feeding you so many nice dishes. Some halwa, puri, sabjis, gulab jamun, so many things. And then he's doing this. What is this? Oh, this is some poison. So you also take that. Is that person your friend or not? Someone who gives you halwa, puri, sabji, all these things. Of course, it's not Krishna's prasad, and he's also not your friend. But anyway, in the material sense, if someone is giving you nice food, you think this person is very nice. But then along with it, he gives one glass of complete poison. You take this to him. So already he won your confidence. Then you drink it and you're done. So same thing, these people, they seem very nice, very saintly people. They're teaching people how to lead a good life, how to be good. But they're giving the poison. If you worship such and such a person as God, and he's not God, that is the greatest sin. Better you go on with your meat eating this life than say that someone else who is not God is God, because that is the greatest of our. Even if you think that Brahma and Shiva are on the same level as Vishnu, then you become an atheist, an infidel. Yes, tu narayanam devam brahma rudram jai samatne neva vikshita sapashali vabedruvam. Anyone who thinks that even Shiva or Brahma, great exalted demigods, are as good as Narayana, then they're a rascal. This is the verdict of the Shastra. Then what to speak if you bring someone who's not even a shadow or a trace of Shiva or Brahma, and you call him God? That is extremely sinful. So even in India there may be some fragments of religious principles, but that is also mixed up with so much nonsense. Bhakwas, some of Bhakwas, indeed, so like this, Mayavadi, so a big, big lecture. And what is it? All hogwash. Mayavadi, so a big, big lecture. And what is it? All hogwash. Nonsense. Poppycock. That so many gods, this is God, worship, you're also God. But they appear to be religious. And because people in Kali Yuga, one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga is people have less intelligence. Therefore they accept, oh, such and such a Swami is saying. He's a very famous Swami. So we shall. No Vivek, because he said, everything is all the same. Well, where is your Vivek? If you say everything is all the same, then where is the discrimination? But people have no brains. They think, oh, he's very famous. He went to America and ate meat there, therefore he must be very great. But people have no discrimination. What is right, what is wrong? And so many modern philosophies, they say, there is no difference between right and wrong. Whatever you feel, coming back to the same thing, whatever you feel is right. But that is not a fact. I may feel, just like Hitler, if you take any philosophy, this is one system in philosophy, to disprove someone's argument, then you take their position to its extreme case. So if you say, let everyone do whatever they like, then you take Hitler. He was doing what he liked. He allows our right to his opinion. And what was he doing? Without any discrimination of others' rights, no human rights, invade their countries, take them over, and genocide. Kill lots of people. Kill the Jews, kill the gypsies, kill the less intelligent. So he was doing what he liked. That was his opinion. Why not allow it? But it's now that's so much so that even in the what was considered sinful, even a short time ago, even in the Western countries, they also had some idea. Now everything is all right. Homosexuality, all right! It's okay. Why not? doesn't do any harm to anybody. That's what they say. Doesn't do any harm. The harm is there that you go to hell. That's harm. That's very harm. You go to hell very severely. So all these things, this is the reality. Homosexuality, heterosexuality, completely out of control. No control, living like animals. There's no understanding of God, complete misuse of human life. If you want to summarize, you could write a book, all the different symptoms of Kali Yuga. So many nasty things. So many in the field of illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat eating. So many nasty things. And you see this India, what a nasty country they made this country. Whereas here we have Parikshit Maharaj, such a righteous king. If there was a dharma, he immediately would punish it. And now the leaders of India, who are they are the followers, historical followers of Parikshit Maharaj, they are the most degraded people. Even though they may be from a Brahmana family, they're the most degraded, hypocritical, cheating rascals. That is a fact. You don't have not opinion. You just see what are they doing. They'll take money anyway. That's their whole purpose. Fill up their pocket and let these people blow up Bombay. We'll take money from them also. So they'll get away with it. So it's most sinful. So anyway, there's so many nasty things. But if we want to summarize, we can say complete misuse of human life. This is the principal symptom of Kali Yuga. Total misuse of human life. Even people, they're not living like humans at all. Just like, and worse than animals, that Prabhupada said, that modern so-called civilized man is lower than the lowest animal. That was Prabhupada's analysis. They're not, even if you say they're a human being, that is too much praise for them. It's not accurate description. Just that they have two legs instead of four, doesn't mean they're a human being. Because their consciousness is even lower than the animals, just like you see. Only the worst animals, like snakes, will eat their own children. And that is also in human society now. You'll find they have this abortion. And then what happens to the fetus? They use that for making cosmetics. And so many, you find the ladies, now in India, they very much like to use these cosmetics. They also had previously, they had this Mehndi and Kajal. Now they have to have lipstick and so many different things. But do you know, what are you putting on your body? That is animal fat, mostly. And maybe also human fetus. At least in the Western countries, they're using that. So just think twice before you put on all your perfume, which is made from alcohol, and your lipstick, which is made from dead bodies. What you're decorating yourself with. What are you decorating your dead body with? Someone else's dead body. So this misuse of human life, this is being pointed out. Anyone who reads this, they will see if they have any sincerity, and they read this, even if they don't have sincerity, they cannot fail to see how true is this analysis. This is not simply some sentimental religious book. Be good, be nice, smile at everybody, honor your father and mother, hoist the flag on Republic Day. Be good. They teach this in school. And what the children come out, nothing like that at all. Nothing, just the opposite. So even that's a complete failure. But if anyone reads this, then they'll see, oh, this is correct. What is clear and plain? It is actually clear, if anyone has any clear intelligence, vivek, that the modern society is completely nasty, horrible, worse than animal life. But because our consciousness is so dull, we can't even see. Pashyan api na pashyati. We don't see what a nasty life we're leading. Why? Because indulgence in sense gratification, especially gross sense gratification, that makes our consciousness very dull, so we can't understand. And especially the whole way of modern life makes our consciousness so dull. You get up in the morning, you rush to work, don't take a bath, and there's so much noise, this noise, that noise, motor car noise, rock music noise, and drilling the road noise. Then what kind of food you eat? You just simply eat something on the station platform while you're waiting for the train to come. and you get something with the tiny biscuits out, all this contributes to make our consciousness completely dull, so that we cannot see, we cannot understand what a nasty life we are leading. People cannot even understand. Even they understand and they think, what is the solution? I'm feeling miserable. Oh, I need some entertainment. Let me go to a movie. Even though they feel I'm not happy, let me do something. But that something also makes them more implicated in foolishness and degradation. Therefore, these books we have found in this first canto, it is written that this Srimad Bhagavatam is Puranarko Dhunodita. It is just like a light in the Kali Yuga. Everything else is black, darkness. But this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different from Krishna, is light in the gloom of Kali Yuga. Abject darkness, in the darkness of Kali Yuga, this Srimad Bhagavatam will give light, and that is a fact. We see that people who read these books, how their life will change. Because reading Srimad Bhagavatam is the same as directly hearing from Krishna, because the Srimad Bhagavatam is not different to Krishna. And even though we may be so much sinful, our heart may be covered by so many dirty things, ultimately we are the eternal servant of Krishna. And when we come in contact with Krishna, then that, just like magnet, Krishna's name, Krishna, Akarsham, Akarshak, the attraction is there. That attraction will be awakened. It may be awakened in so many different ways, but especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, this distribution of the Srimad Bhagavatam is recommended, especially among the more intelligent class of people. That is recommended so they can understand this is not simply something sentimental. This is Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu. This is the essence of all knowledge. People are surprised when they read these books. This, such knowledge they never got. People are very proud. I have a PhD, MSc. Read this. It's completely different type of knowledge. This is light in the darkness. They're surprised. And even in the villages people read, actually we may think in the villages people are less intelligent, but in many ways they're more intelligent. They're, if you listen to the questions they ask about spiritual life, they're often, maybe because their conscience is not so much polluted by the modern way of life, but they often have very good spiritual inquiries. So everywhere, in the villages, in the towns, everywhere these books should be distributed. Otherwise, what is the hope? We can't hope for Maharaj Parikshit type of ruler. We can't even hope to have an honest man as a ruler. Then you can't hope for such a nasty situation in modern society. We can't hope that McDonald's hamburgers company with all their money will do anything good for us. We can't hope that the film directors will do anything good for us. We can't hope that the educationalists will do anything good for us. And most of us can't even hope that our parents can give us any proper direction in life. They'll simply send us down the same road to hell. Get a job, go to school, bring money, be a good citizen, eat meat, drink wine. Don't be too religious. Be religious, that's all right, but don't be too religious. So we can't hope, even the parents, even if the parents are kind enough to let us live, that's the first thing. And you're in the womb, and parents may decide, I don't want to have this child. All right, we'll go to the abortion clinic, and then no child. So if the parents are kind enough to let us come out of the womb, then they're so unkind, they direct us in materialistic activities, so we go to hell. So where are we going to get hope from? And hope in this Kali Yuga is only in the Sankirtan movement of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hope is only in the knowledge given in these books. There's nothing else. Don't think we can get any spiritual direction from anything outside of this parampara. Even you see there may be other paramparas, but mostly they're all compromised. Yeah, they don't like to say these things. They don't like to speak what is the truth. Because the truth, if you say, people are going to get upset. Because practically everyone in the modern age is a rascal. And for the sake of vivek, discrimination, for the sake of leading people on the right path, we have to point out that if you listen to what all these other people are saying, they are simply rascals. So you'll be misled. We have to point out that whatever everyone else is saying is all rubbish, nonsense. This we should point, we have to point out. Otherwise, if you think I'll come and listen to Hare Krishna movement lecture, then I'll go and listen to some other lecture. There's some big Pandal program. I'll also go and listen to that. So if you think it's all the same, then you won't get the benefit, because there is a difference. The difference is that this is reality, and that is nonsense. Or it may be nonsense with a coating of apparent reality, just like the sadhu, so-called sadhu. He's teaching, be good, don't eat meat, don't watch TV. And all, even they're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, but they're not actually giving you Krishna. And the test is there, that people come for entertainment only to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And they go away and their life goes on the same. Even by listening to these katakas, they can't even stop drinking tea. So what to speak of any other improvement? It's only for entertainment. And then the person gets some money and some reputation. So that is not Krishna consciousness. That is only a show of Krishna consciousness. That is also cheating. So that we have to say clearly, that anything outside of the Krishna conscious movement, as taught by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as preserved purely in the parampara, as given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Exactly, if we follow that, that is the path back to Godhead. And anything else is simply for our harm, even though it may be advertised as good. It is actually harmful. So this should be understood and propagated. This is the strength of the Krishna conscious movement. Preaching is the essence, purity is the force. Not that preaching is the essence, therefore compromise the purity and we'll preach more. No, what Prabhupada is given, exactly, it is strong, it is correct, it is the medicine, Bhavoshodhi, that is stated in Bhagavatam. This is the medicine. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is the medicine for material life. Not that you water down the medicine. Medicine has to be given as it is. And as it is means that within the Bhagavatam, it's not simply laughing and crying and everything very nice. This is clearly saying that this is not nice. Let us address this problem, that human society is not human society, it is two-legged animal society. Let us see this. This is also Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is not only Krishna stealing butter dancing with the gopis. Before that we have how Parikshit Maharaj received the age of Kali. What are the symptoms of the age of Kali? How we can be free from Kali. So these things should all be understood very clearly, not sentimentally. We have to apply our discrimination. Otherwise, in the name of Krishna consciousness again, we'll be caught up in some waves of material life. So let us understand these things very clearly. Every day we have class on Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a very important section on Kali Yuga. What are its effects? What are its symptoms? How to be free from that? This should be understood very clearly. Hare Krishna, is there any question? Sorry, say it again.
In Vedic society, Vedic culture says the function of a man is to protect a woman.
And one of his functions, that's not his only function.
So as you were saying, Kali Yuga, no woman seeks protection. So what is the role of a man? If someone is not seeking protection, how can you give protection?
Therefore education is required. Krishna conscious woman is meant for education. Problems can be solved. If problems cannot be solved, then there's no meaning to trying to do anything. Krishna conscious movement is supposed to solve all problems. The main problem is repeated birth and death. The problem of human society is complete chaos. Krishna conscious movement is supposed to correct that. That is one of the functions of the Krishna conscious movement.
You mentioned that during the fight, in Vedic culture, there was also, in Vedic time, there was also some kind of culture. But we see that in Battle of Kurukshetra that Abhimanyu was killed.
In the Kurukshetra fight, the culture was broken several times, but the culture was there. Culture was generally followed, and sometimes it wasn't. Generally, it was there. Therefore, they were all rascals who did that. They shouldn't have done that, but they did. Hare Krishna. One more question? No.